the argument. Trying to talk sense into someone. Mike, can I have a word?
What? Now?
Yeah, if that's convenient.
Well, what about?
The flat. We need to talk about the flat.
Well, to be honest, Paula, now's not a great time. I'm going out in half an hour. I need to get ready.
But you're watching television.
Yeah, this program that I always watch is about to start, and I really don't want to miss it. I'll get ready when it's finished.
It's a DIY program, Mike.
Yeah? So?
You aren't interested in DIY.
Yes, I am.
You don't even know where the toolbox is.
Sarcasm, Paul. It's the lowest form of wit, you know?
Okay, if you're so keen on DIY, tell me where we keep the electric drill.
I don't know. In one of the cupboards, I suppose.
We haven't got an electric drill, Mike.
Yes, we have. It's, green.
We haven't had an electric drill since you broke the old one 6 months ago, making that bookshelf. You promised to buy a new one.
And I'm going to.
It's been 6 months.
I'm saving up to buy a good one. They're not cheap, you know.
Anyway, I don't want to talk about electric drills.
Good. Neither do I. I want to watch my program. They're going to show the viewers how to make a table tonight.
But you don't even know how to put up a picture.
And that's why I'm watching the program. It's educational. You should watch a bit more TV. You might learn something.
We need to talk, Mike.
Yeah, later.
No, now.
Oh, all right, I give in. What's so important that I have to miss celebrity DIY?
It's about your room.
Yeah? What about it?
It's a terrible mess. You don't look after it.
So what? It's my room.
No, it's not, Mike. It's my room in my flat.
Well, if you want to get all precious about it, yes, technically it is your room. However, I live in it, and the mess doesn't bother me, okay?
No, it's not okay.
Look, I'm your lodger. You're my landlord. I'm, your customer. You should remember that I have rights.
What do you mean you're my customer?
I pay rent, don't I?
No, Mike, you don't. You're a guest in this flat.
Okay, so I don't actually pay any rent, but I have offered.
No, you haven't. When did you offer me any rent money?
Well, I know I've never actually offered you the money, but that's only because I didn't want to hurt your feelings. I wanted to pay rent, but I thought it was more important to respect our friendship, our long-standing friendship, and not insult you by giving you money. Friends don't pay each other rent. It cheapens the relationship. It puts a price on friendship. Our relationship is worth more than money. But perhaps you don't agree.
When you moved in, Mike, you said it would be just for a week or so while you found somewhere to live.
That's right. Sarah had thrown me out. I had nowhere to go, so I turned to my best friend. My best friend for help. And now, my best friend doesn't want me anymore.
That was 3 years ago.
Oh, great. So now you're counting the days.
I want my flat back, Mike. I want my bedroom back.
Well, I'm sorry, but I needed the bigger room. I couldn't get my 4,000 comics into your spare room.
But you could get your collection of football scarves into the spare room.
And I've let you use them.
How can I use 149 football scarves, Mike?
Listen, every one of those scarves tells a story. They're special.
No, you listen to me. I want your comics, the scarves, the 56 Russian beer glasses, and most of all, you, out of the flat by Sunday.
By Sunday? That's impossible. You'll have to give me more time.
There is no more time, Mike. I've sold the flat and I'm moving into a new house on Monday.
Wow. I can't believe it. You're moving?
Yep.
Listen, Paul, you're quite right. I'll pack my stuff up and get ready to leave. But there's one more thing.
What?
Can I stay with you in your new house until I find my own place? It'll only be for a week, I promise.